ד' עמד בייס. Let us start from around 10 lines from the bottom. The kula alma miya chometz mishay shoyz ulamayla osa. Chometz is osa mishay shoyz ulamayla. That means the beginning of shor shviyis, chometz is osa to possess. Minola, omar abaye trei kroi ksivi. There are two psukim. Ksiv shivas yomim sa'ola yimotzi bevoteichem. וכסיב, אך ביום הראשון תשביסו סעיר מבותיכם. There are two psukim which Rashi learns that one posuk is soiser the other posuk. Here it says that 7 days you're not allowed to possess chometz, לא ימוצי בבותיכם, and it says, אך ביום הראשון תשביסו סעיר מבותיכם. So what is the kasha? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, דקולה עלמה מיחומץ משי שוי סולומי לא עושו מן התוירה. Dilemitza adute loy have gozri bei de ben yamam lelel ye loy toin she would learn before there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir how much the chachamim were gozer. But al kaponim we see that mishor shviyis chometz is also min atayra to possess. So where do we see this halacha? So the Gemara says there are two psukim. One pasuk says shivas yamim sa'ir lo yimotze bevoteichem. Afilu shor achas besoich ashivas yomim. Afilu 1 hour in the shivas yomim, one is not permitted to possess chometz. Uchsiv ach b'yoyim horishayin tashbisu, and the first day one should be mashbis. So if we will assume that the first day, this is the first of the 7 days, harei shor boi shor achas. So b'shas, he was oisik in the hashbos of the chometz, he possessed chometz. He had 200 pounds of cookies and he's burning them. So till he gets rid of them, lemaisa, he's possessing chometz. So how do these two psukim shtim? Okay, so is l'rabois arbo osa lebir. So al kolchoch, this is machiach has to say that b'yayim arishain does not mean the first day of yontif. But b'yayim arishain means the day before yontif. Okay, to the rabbi, so Rashi says, "Dal kochacha ay harishin rishin kaidem lachol shiva." The rishin, which is before the 7 days, comma the haynu arbaos. Frek the gemara, what's the hechrech? You have a problem because you can't say ach b'yoyim harishin is going on the beginning of yontev because yontev you're not permitted to possess chometz anymore. Let us say as follows: Ve'im al rabbis leile chamisha osalabia. Let us assume that Ach B'yom Rishon is telling us, as soon as it becomes the Yom Rishon of Yontav B'knisas HaLayla, you have to be Mevaya. V'sal Jedai Toch Amina Yomim Ksiv Yomim In Leile Sloi. On the love of Al Yemotze, it says, Shivash Yomim Soy Le Yemotze B'vatech. So the Isser of Lo Yemotze is only starts by day. But the night before that day, oyer lechamisha also doesn't. There's no issa of possessing chometz. Kamash melon. So that's why this pasuk is coming to tell us. Afilu leilos. Ach b'yom arishin is coming to tell us that there's a mitzvah sasei to be mashbis the chometz. There's a mitzvah sasei to be mashbis the chometz as soon as it becomes oyer lechamisha also. So Mamela, there's no proof from this that Yoim Yudalit is a mitzvah of Ashbos. Let us see Rashi. Ve'im ala rabbi Yisrael chamisha osa, shelo yamtin at haboike. The pasuk is telling us, shelo yamtin at haboike. V'hochi koma. Ach b'chnisas Yoim Arishayin, as soon as it becomes Yoim Arishayin, miyad tashbisu. She should be mashbis right away. So the pasuk is coming to tell us that you should start being mashbis. So the Gemara says, you don't need to tell me that there's a iser of possessing chometz the night to the 15th day. Without Ach B'yom Rishon, I would also know this. To iskish hashbosa so'er la'achilas chometz. We have a hekesh of Ashbosa Sa'oil La'achilas Chometz, Ba'achilas Chometz La'achilas Matzah. So we'll soon see that whenever there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, one is not permitted to possess chometz. Now the Gemara is going to explain the drasha. Hashbosa sa'oir la'achilas chometz. D'chsiv shivas yomim sa'oir lo yimotze bevoteichem, ki chol oichel machmetzes v'nichrisa. So it seems in this man that one is not permitted to possess chometz in his rishus, there's a iser of achilas chometz. Va'achilas chometz la'achilas matzah, d'chsiv kol machmetzes lo yisoichelu, v'chol ma'ishveiseichem toichlu matzes. That the mitzvah of achilas matzah applies when there's an iser to eat chometz. V'chsiv be matzah ba'erev toichlu matzes. And by matzah it says ba'erev toichlu matzes. So now we know that there's a mitzvah of achilas matzah balayla, we know there's an iser of achilas chometz balayla, and we know there's an iser of bal yemotze balayla. So memele, so again, so if there's an iser of bal yemotze balayla, so ach b'yoyim orishayin cannot go on leil chamisha osa. Like Rashi said before, harei shoa bo isha achas. As soon as it becomes layla, there's an iser of shela yemotze chometz bebeisoy. So what is the Ach B'Yom Rishon going on? So Kochach Ach B'Yom Rishon is going on Yom Yudal. Let us see Rashi. Hashbosa Sa'ir La'achilas Chomet. Misho Shehizir Sheloi Lechel Chomet. Tziva La'hashbis Ha'Sa'ir. So then one is not permitted to have Sa'ir. D'chsiv Sa'ir Lo'i Motzei Bevoteichem. Kichol Eichol Machmetzes. La'achilas chometz, la'achilas matzah. Misho shechayiv lechel matzah, hizir sheloi lechel chometz. D'chsiv kol machmetzes lo'yisoichelu wen b'chel meishveiseichem toichlu matzah. D'chsiv ba'erev toichlu matzah, that the mitzvah of achilas matzah starts ba'erev, alme, zman achilas matzah, ve'isel chometz, ashboshes tzoyer, mishechesheichel. So memeila, so we're back to the old hecher. So we can say that Ach B'Yom Rishon is going on Leil Chamisha also, because Harei Shoa Bo Isha Acha. So Kochach it's going on Yom Yudal. Frek the Gemara ve'ema l'rabbeis Leil Yudal l'biya. So maybe it means Knesis early Yudalit. As soon as it becomes Yom Yudalit, that means from the Laila, there's a Chiv ready to be Mevayer the Chometz. So the Gemara says, B'Yom Ksiv. It says B'Yom. So, Poshet, I have to assume that the mitzvah of Ashbosa starts by day. Like the Gemara, good. Aber ve'ema mitzafra. So maybe the mitzvah starts from the morning. And for the Gemara, Ach Cholak. It says, Ach B'Yoyim Orishayin Tashbisu. So Ach is Memayit, that in the Yoyim Orishayin, there should not be, not that the Chiyav Hashbosa is not on the whole day. A Chelik of the day, there's a Chiyav of Hashbosa. Let us see Rashi. So it's Rashi, Ach Cholak. Akin V'Rakin Miyutim. So it's a Miyut in the Yoyim Orishayin. The mitzvah is not on the whole day, on part of the day. Alme, mitzvah hayayim mutar, umiktsosoy osa. Umeyato, so how do we know to derive that the first shay shoy is no mitzvah of Ashbosa, and the mitzvah tashbisa starts by the second? Ma'ate, yeshlonu lechalek, chetshe leiso, vechetshe leheta. That, not knowing how to divide the day, so we make it half and half. So we say that the Chiyav Hashbosa is Chal Mitchilas Shoshviz. Ve'iki da'oma, then Rashi says that it's not Misvore we know to divide the day in half. No, Ach hu Chetz B'Gematria. There's a, the Ach is interchangeable, the Aleph is interchangeable with a Ches, and the Chav is interchangeable with a Tzadik. So Memele, which is a Loshen Chetzyoy. The Chetzyoy Marishin Tazbisu. Now what is this Cheshbin? It's a Cheshbin Achas, Beta, Gift Achat, that you, every eight oisiyas are interchangeable. The toif is ches tachas aleph, et tzadi b'mokim chol. So that is how Abaye said pshat. That's how we know that there's a mitzvah of tashbisu be'emtza yom yudalet. That Mishoshvi is the Zachiyev of Ashbosa. The way Rabbi Yishmoel Tone, Motzinu Yudalet Shenikro Rishen. Not Mitoich Hechech of the Spheres of Sukim, nor in Ivre, it says, Ach B'yoyim HaRishen, the Yoyim Yudalet is called Yoyim HaRishen. Shenema B'Rishen Barbo Oso Yoyim Lachoydish. So we see that Abo Osa Yom Lachoydish is called Rishay. Now this is not Pashta Dekro. The Targum Unkelis says Borisha means Bechoydish Nissen. That's Pashta Dekro. Borishay and then Chaydish Nissen, Abo Osa Yom Lachoydish. This is Mestama Drush that Rabbi Shmuel said that Abo Osa Yom Lachoydish, that's called the Rishay. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Oma Rishon de Meikore Mashma. The word Rishon means the day before. The Oma Kro HaRishon Odom Tivole. That they spoke to Eve, were you born before Odom HaRishon? So Memele, so automatically, it's not the first day Yontif. It's the day before the Yontif comes. Ach b'yoyim arishin, the day before, tashbisu ser mi botecha. Frek de gemore elo miyato. It says, ulakachtam lochem b'yoyim arishin, by lulav it says, ulakachtam lochem b'yoyim arishin, ochinam irishin de miikore mashme. And for the gemore, shani hosom dechsiv, usmachtam lifnei Hashem olikeichem shivas yomim, is mashvi shvi lechag. Just like the lekachtem usmachtem, so in the yom hashvi of the shivas yomim is shvi lechag, afrishain is rishain lechag. So here I have a gilui that the rishain here does not mean the day before. Frek the gemara here I also. So if you just like you have a gilui by lekiches lulev, I have a gilui by chometz also. And before it says Shivas Yomim Matzah Istaychelu. So we should say that's a gilui, that the Rishin is Rishin Lechat, just like the Shvi is Shvi Shalchat. And for the Gemara, you're right. Now how do we know that here Rishin means the day before? Im kenichtev kro Rishin. Ho Rishin lomoli. Shmamino lechidamon. The extra hay is megale to be mafkiye pashte dekro, and it means the day before. Vesu, fak the gemara nochakasha hosom dechsit. It says by sukis, bayoim hori shain shabosain. Ihochi hosom nami, mikay nichtem ko rishin rishlomi, shmamino lechidamon. Ihochi hosom nami hori shain lomali. Lekachtem lechem b'yoyim ha-rishayin. If you're saying ha-rishayin is a gilui, so what do you darshan from the ha-rishayin by lekiches lulu? V'su, in another kash, ha-osam d'chsit. It says, by sukis b'yoyim ha-rishayin shabosayin, b'yoyim ha-shmini shabosayin. That is a mitzvah shvisim imaloche, b'yoyim ha-rishayin, b'yoyim ha-shmini. Eim ha-rishayin d'mikore mashmeh. So the Gemara says, "Shani Yosam Damakro Uvayoy Mashmini Shabosay Mashmini Shmini Dechag Avrishin Rishin Dechag." So it means, "Oh, what Horishin Lomoli?" So what are you going to do here with the hay? So the Gemara says, "Lemiutei Chaylei Shalmoy." That the whole Chi of Shvise is only on Yontif, and Chaylei Shalmoy is no Chi of Shvise. How we learn Pshat? If Melechus Chalamoid is Mutter Min HaTorah, it's Golgut. Melechus Chalamoid is also, but over Ha'ovid is Mutter. So Memele, so that's the Drosha, that Yom HaRishin, Yom HaShmini, Afilu Melechus, over Ha'ovid is also also. That's Yom HaRishin, Yom HaShmini, but Chalamoid over Ha'ovid is Mutter. Al Kaponim, that's why I need the HaRishin. Frag the Gemara, you don't need the Harishim for that. It says, it would say, Yom Rishon Shabbosin, Yom Shmini Shabbosin. So it says klar, that the Chi of Shvisa is Yom Rishon and Yom Shmini. Yom Rishon and Shmini Nafke. And for the Gemara, it's Terech. Sal Kedai Tachamine, Hoyo the Kosov Rachmona, Uva Yom Hashmini. Since the Pasuk says, Uva Yom Hashmini. Vav Moisif al Inyan Rishon. So it means not only Yom Hashmini, the Zachiyav Shvisi. Uva Yom Hashmini means from the Yom Sheini till the Yom Hashmini, there's Uva Yom. So everything is in this, all these days is in this to Malacha. Ba'afilu b'chaylai shel Moyed. Kamash Malon. So that's why I need the hay. That means without the hay, I would say that even though it says V'yayim Rishin, it says Uva Yayim Hashmini. So the Uva Yayim is Marbe all the days between Yayim Rishin till Yayim Shmini. Kamash Malon, that's why he has to say the Hey, Atavke Yayim Rishin Shabbosin. But, and further now. Vrek the Gemara V'loi Lichtoiv Rachmane Loivov V'loi Hey. So it's very modern. The whole reason you need the Hey is because of the Vov. So let it not say the Vov, so you won't need a hay. And we'll know that Chalamoid is no Issa Malacha, because it says V'yayim Rishin, V'yayim Shmini. V'su hosam d'chsiv v'yayim ha-rishin mikra kodesh yiyya lochem, let us darshan Rishin d'mikorem ha-shme. So the Gemara says, Alahani shloisha Rishin mi-boi loy lichdetoni d'vei Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara says that these three Rishons we need for the Tani Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. They're not coming. These three Rishons have a different purpose why they were written. We'll see Rashi Klo. The Tani Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, Bishar Shloisha Rishon, Zochu L'Shloisha Rishon. Now we have here three Rishons. We have here one Rishon, V'yoyim ha-rishayin mikra kodesh yiyalochem. This is speaking about Pesach. Then we have another rishayin, that v'yoyim ha-rishayin shabosin, v'yoyim ha-shmini shabosin, which is speaking about Sukkot. And then there's a third pasuk, lochachta mochem v'yoyim ha-rishayin, that is speaking about Netilas Lulav. So Tanit v'Rabbi Shmuel said that v'schar, so these three inyonim, Shvisim im locha Pesach and Sukkot, and Atilas Lulav is Bishar Shloisha Rishon, Zochu L'Shloisha Rishon. Klal Yisrael B'Zoiche to three other Rishon. Lahachis Zarei Shel Esav, Lebinyan Beis HaMikdosh, U'Lishmoy Shel Mashiach. Lahachis Zarei Shel Esav, D'Chsiv HaYetzi HaRishon Admoy Nikulei Kader Aseyah. Lebinyan Beis HaMikdosh, Tachsiv, Kisei Kovoid, Morim Rishon, Mekoy Mikdoshenu. L'Shmoy Shel Mashiach, Tachsiv, Rishon L'Tzion, the first who's going to come to Tzion, to be Mevaso, the Yeshua, Hine, Hinam, they're all coming with me. That means it's right after Mevaso Zayin, the all the Goliaths will be in the Skabitz. They'll hear of it. Now, what is Pshat in the schus of the three Rishons, Klal Yisrael is zeiche to other three Rishons. So the Masha explains as follows. The Inyan that there's a mitzvah of Shvise in Pesach, is no Meloche, Ki boi nigalo Yisrael min ha-mishabdim oisam. Pesach, Klal Yisrael, was zeiche to Geula from Shibut, a Shvise from that Shibut, Ba'kodesh bochu ha-yodon oisam b'chol mine makis v'yitviyom. That was Yom Rishon and Yom Shvi. U'bischus shvisa zu yigalu gam lo'osid me'eso shenikra ha-rishon ha-mishabed oisam. Amalek, that is a descendant from Esav, that the reishis goyim Amalek, so me'mele, so in the schus of the shvisa of Yom Rishon Shel Pesach and Yom Shvi Shel Pesach, which the purpose of this Shvise is to remember the Geula from the for the Meshabdim, the Mitzrim will Meshabed Eisonu, and the Schus of this Shvis will be Zeche to Geula from Esau, Vakodish Baruch Hu, Yodin, Oisoi, Viyachis, Zaroi. Just like by the first Geula, the Kodish Baruch Hu was done the Mitzrim, Bechol Mine Makis, Vitvium, is this will occur in the Schus of the Shvisa of Pesach, in the Marsha's Messiah, Benisim Nigalu, and Benisim Asidim Ligoyu. And that, the Marsha says, that is also the reason there's a mitzvah of Hashbosa Soir, Ki Soir Shebeise Hu Yetzer Horo, Koichoi Shel Hasamach Mem, Soroi Shel Esau. The Soir Shebeise, the Yetzer Horo, which is the Samach Mem, which is the Soroi Shel Esau. So that's why in Erev Pesach, there's a mitzvah of Hashbosa Soir, because that's in Be'etzim, then there will be the bittul of the Koyach of Esau. That's the Medachsam Soifan, Teres Moshe says in the note, that Melchemes Goig Mogig will be Erev Pesach. That is the first Rishon. The time that we are Shoivis Mimuloche Besukis, this is a Zeicha to the Anani Kovet, Poras Sukash Shloimei Oleinu, Ki Besukis Shei Shafti, and in the Schus of this Shvise, Yisku Lebinyin Beis HaMikdosh, Lahashreish Shchinosei Oleinu. So in the Schus of this Shvise will be Zeicha to again Hashros HaShchine Bebayis HaShlishi. The Inyan of Mitzvahs Netilas Lulev, Zukta Marsha, so Betzem the Mitzvah is a Mitzvah of Simcha. Lekachtem lochem, usmachtem lifnei Hashem alekechem. The mitzvah is, that's with the Rambam, and say, if a mitzvah says to say, even though there's a mitzvah lekiche of dalet minim, but in minyan a mitzvah it is one, because the minyan a mitzvah is usmachtem lifnei Hashem alekechem. The minyan mitzvah is to be sameach with the dalet minim, but the mitzvah lekiche is a mitzvah simche, al yidei a dalet minim. In the schus of this simcha, yisku le simcha la osid lovoi bevoi Moshiach. The Gemara says will be zoiche to shmoi shal Moshiach. What is shmoi shal Moshiach? So the Marsha says, Menachem, shehu yenachmeinu v'yisamcheinu, kimoi shekosav samcheinu, kimois inison. So memeila, that is the mide keneged mide, that the schus of these three rishons will be zeiche to other three rishons. Let us see what Rashi says. Rishon de meikore mashme, belav rumye de kro yadodi, mashme rishon, be mashmois de kro, shuhu yoim koidem lochor shive de kro. Kiven de chsiv shivas yomi matzo istoicheilu, is ach b'yoyim ha-rishon, rishon koidem l'maise koma. The rishon before, the day before of the Shiva Shomim. Just like it says, ha-rishon odom tibolit ha-koidem l'odom ha-rishon elato. So the Gemara asks, if that's the translation of rishon, ha-chinami ha-ksiv ba-haikro grufe Shiva Shomim, d'reishnami rishon dum yedeshvi, Hosam nami gabi lula, hey da rishin lomali, if the hey is mafkiye, I don't say dumye, so there is also a hey. Me rishin ushmini nafke, me dachsiv bahanu shabosan, that there's a din shvise, mechlal de inoch lav shabosan ino. So the Gemara says that, no, I need the hey, because I have a vo, ushmini, b'yayim ushmini. Al yomim akoidim aktumim loy dahainu choyli shel moitz. I would say vav moitzav alinyan rishon. It's also the zachiyim shvise. So the Gemara asks loy lichtev rachmona loy vav the mashme ribuya the suitz rechei lemiut. So the Gemara says ela mahani shloisha rishon dechsiv b'mikra koidesh de Pesach u'mikra koidesh de Sukkis u'mitzvas lulev loy toisim l'Rav Nachman, you can't ask a Rav Nachman. The hani rishon d'chsiv b'hu lav l'mashmo usayu kosi, they weren't written for the mashmois of koidim. El shmo ba'almu, this day is called a rishon. The nikro rishon. And why are these called rishon? Because these have a koyach to be mekarev the three other dvorim rishonim which we are waiting for. Och de tonne de Rabbi Shmuel. Bischar, gimel rishon, shvises a regel de Pesach, shvises a regel de Chag, netilas lulav, shniko rishonim, zochu lishloisho rishon. Let's see the other lemudim, and then we'll go back to Tosfos. Rava Omar Mehocha, loisishchat al chometz dam zivchi. Again, we want to end for the kasha. How do we know that Achbi Marishan Tashbis was going on the day before? So Rava says, Rava Omar Mehocha, loisishchat al chometz dam zivchi, that when you are shechting the korban Pesach, you should not possess chometz. Loisishchat a Pesach, ba'adayin chometz kai. So memele, so from here we learn out that there's an iser to possess chometz bizman shchitas a Pesach. So memele, zman shchitas a Pesach is right after chatzos. So memele, so here we have a gilui that already there's an iser of possessing chometz. Fregt de gemore ve'eime kol chad ve'chad. If you're bringing a raya from the posik is an iser of shchite when you possess chometz. Of a person will shech the korban pesach b'teisha shoy. So from teisha shoy, she's not allowed to have chometz. But how can you say a klal that chometz is also from the metchilas shoy shviz? So the Gemara says zman shchite omar rachmonet. The posik means to asa when this man, when one is roi lishchoit. Not when one shecht bepoil, no, when it's roi lishchoit is an issa to possess chometz. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Loisishchat al chometz. Ushchitas Pesach zmano mitchile sheva. The zman of the shchitas a Pesach is the beginning of the seventh hour. Shehu bein ha'arbayim. It says in the Torah that the zman of Shchitas HaPesach is Beina Abayim. The Taitch of Beina Abayim means there are two Arbayim, there's two Erevs. The sun, when the sun starts going towards Meiriv, and in Chatzois it's Be'emtza Rekia. Right after Chatzois it starts being Ma'arev, it starts going towards Erev, it starts going down. So that's one Erev. Then there's another Erev, Bishkiya Sachamo. So in the Zman, Bein, Ho Arbayim, then that's the Zman Shchita. Shekvar Noite Chamo Litzad Shkiyoso, that's the first Erev, right after Chatzos. Vohochi Amrini Beperek Omolam Amemune, Tzloisei De Avrom, here it's speaking about the Tvilas Mincha of Avrom, Taisi Shishonim and Yuma says Avrom Davin Mincha also. Maybe it wasn't Mesakin Mincha for Klal Yisrael, but he Davin Mincha. Tzloise de Avrom, when did he start davening mincha, mechi mishachri koisli. When the koisel of the Beis HaMikdosh, that means, so Rashi explains that kol's man, this, the tilchatzois, the sun was on the Mizrach side, so the koisel that was facing Mizrach was, the glance of the sun was on this koisel. Now, as soon as the Kaisel starts going towards Meirev, so the Komeshachri, Mechimeshachri, Kaisli, that the Kaisel, that's with Chatzois, as soon as the Chatzois, Meshachri Kaisli, Dahainu Mechatzois Ve'iloch. So Rashi explains in Yume, because the sun, when Chatzois, the sun is Be'emtza Rekia, so let's say this is the Mizrach side, so Kozman, the sun is over here, so the sun is shining on the Mizrach side of the Kaisel. As soon as the sun gets directly over the Kaisel, so it's shining over here, and it's not shining any here anymore, on the Mizrach side anymore. So Memele, so that's called its Meshachre Kaisel, that the Mizrach side becomes Shocher. Mechi Meshachre Kaisli, Dainem Mechatzois Ve'elech. The Gomrina Mino, so from we learn, but it says by the Tomid also Bein Arbaim, the Shchitas HaTomid Mitchila Sheva, that as soon as the Shor Shishis ends, Mitchila Sheva, so that is the Zman of the Shchit of the Tomid Shal Bein Arbaim. The Kashilon Hosom מסניסן דתומד נשחת בשי שוי סומחת. So Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah Tomid Nishchat that the Tomid Shal Bein Abayim is not Kishochten B'sho Shishit, the Tchila Shoshi Shviz. You wait a half an hour, it's the end of Shei Shois, and another half an hour. The Tomid Nishchat B'Shei Shois Umachze. And Mishani Lon, so the Gemara answers there, Shaini Koisle Beis HaMikdosh, the Loi Mechavni. The Koisli Beis HaMikdash were not exactly straight. The Chovin Tachteyem Mi'oid, V'loi Mishtachi Ad Shei Shemach. So that means it went like a triangle, more or less, like a pyramid. So Memele, even when the Chama was Be'em Tzarekia, so the Chama was still shining on the sides of the Koisli, which were protruding. So Memele, so therefore it's called that... So Meshachi, the Shachas we saw in the Kaisel Beis HaMikdosh, that was Shei Shoi Shomachze. Lo Meshachi at Shei Shomachze. Uve Eime Kol Chad V'Chad Yevayer Somoch L'Shchitose Meyad. If you're learning out from the Pasuk, that Leishishchat Al Chometz, so maybe that means that each person should be Mevayer His Chometz before he shech. V'imsho Ateisha Yiverenu B'Teisha. How do we come to a zman that betchilas shviyis you have to be mevayer the chometz? So the Gemara says, zman shchite koma rachmona. Leichilke toira liYisrael, leichulka toira liYisrael, lozeh zmanei ulozeh zmanei, hoyol vekova loy zman, isuroi shove bakel lekulam zman echot kova. What Rashi means to say is very unclear. Perhaps Rashi means to say what Tosfos will say, so let us wait for Tosfos to try to understand this Rashi. Let us go further. So that, Tanya Nami Hochi, Ach Bi'emarishin Tashbisa Sermi Boteichem, Me Erev Yontev, Oyeine Ela Biyontev Atzmoi, Talmud Loima, Leisishchat Al Chometz Dam Zivchi, Leisishchat Asa Pesach, Vadayin Chometz Kain. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Oymar Einei Tzorech. Rabbi Akiva says, you don't need this raya, I have a different raya. Harehu Oymar, Ach b'yoyim orishen tashbisu so'ir mibotecha. It says in the Pasuk that there's a mitzvah of hashbosa so'ir b'yoyim orishen. And what we want to assume, that yom orishen means the first day yom tov. Ursiv kol meloche lo yeyosebe. Mayontev, it says you're not allowed to do meloche. Umotzinu lahavore, shehi av meloche. And avore is av meloche. This is not a tzeirech eichel nefesh. The sreifa of chometz is not a tzeirech eichel nefesh. So how could you say that b'yoyim orishon means the first day yontev? You're not allowed to burn chometz the first day yontem because you're doing a meloche. Shalei letzayach eichel nefesh. So al kolchach, it's ois kishpar to b'yom erishin means the day before. Now, l'chayre, there's a kasha, why don't you say esse deichel oisase? Why isn't the esse of ashbosa soyer deichel the loisase? Now, there's a whole sugi in Shabbos, if there's bayont, if there's a loisase and an assay. So if there's a loisase and an assay, so the kash is in shver. So memele tzay nese doich a loisase v'ese. But Tosfos says in Shabbos that Rava holds there's no assay. There's only a plain loisase. So there's only a plain loisase, so we're back to the kash. So what was Rabbi Akiva's problem? Let us say ese doich a loisase. That's when I found the Imre Moshe and Simon Yudalit, Ois Dalit asks this kasha. He wants to say, according to Rashi, we had learned last week a Ramban, that the Ramban says that Rashi learns Pshat, Ach Bayoim Orishin Tashbisu, that Tashbisu means that it should be mushbis by them. See Klora when you get to Tosfos again on the Avdala Damed Beis. But the Ramban says such as for Ach B'yem Arishin Tashbisu, it should be Mushbis. So, So he says like this. So what is Pshat in Rabbi Kiva? Ach b'yoyim arishin tashbisu means when it becomes yoyim arishin, it should be mushbis. That means you burn it right before Yom Tov. So what b'chlau was Rabbi Kiva's problem? So he says, that is zichet true. That pshat is ach b'yoyim arishin tashbisu, it should be mushbis when it becomes yoyim arishin. But ein mikra yoytze midei pshutoi, in the posik, it is zichet muchach, that if you weren't mashbis it, you should be mashbis afterwards. That means even, so in pshat in the posik, there are two mahalchim. Ach b'yoyim arishin tashbisu, you should see it, should be mushbis as soon as it becomes yoyim arishin. And that is not a problem whatsoever. But then the pasuk is also telling us if that was not done, you should make sure to be mashbis now. Shteinish mitfalek tehent, you should make sure you should be mashbis now. So if there's a mitzvah to be mashbis now, so that's what Rabbi Kiva tainer. How could you say that the pasuk is speaking about the first day Yom Tov? The first day Yom Tov, there is no mitzvah. The first day Yom Tov, you're not permitted to be mashbis because Yom Tov is also b'malocha. Yom Tov is also b'sreife. So he asked the kasha, I let us say Esa doicha lo isasa. So he says, you can't say Esa doicha lo isasa. Since l'chatchile, the mitzvah was that it should be mushbis me'erev Yom Tov, so even though I didn't do it, I still achiv ashbose, but this will not be doiche Yom Tov. Like the Gemara says, oilas choil is not doiche Yom Tov. Because the zman mitzvah was before, even though I still have now a mitzvah of aktore, but it's not doiche Yom Tov because it's not a mitzvah of Yom Tov. So that is pshat in the Gemara's kashi wants to say. Rabbi Kiva tainit, we can say that the b'yom rishon is speaking about the first day Yom Tov because you're not allowed to burn chametz the first day Yom Tov because Havore is an av meloche and you won't be able to be mekayim mitzvah Havore because it's a chilul Yom Tov. Let us see Rashi. Shehi av meloche v'zu Havore sheloi letzeirichi. It's not a tzeirich eichel nefesh. It's a tzeirich mitzvah, but not a tzeirich eichel nefesh. V'akosav osa meloche b'Yom Tov. Vilkach hayrishin b'avo osa koma. And the last Rosh is Rabbi Yosi Yoimer Einei Tzorich, Harei Hu Oimer Ach B'Yoim Orishin Tashbisu Sa'ir Miboteichem. May Erev Yom Tov or Yain Ela B'Yom Tov. Is this pasuk speaking about Erev Yom Tov or Yom Tov? Talmud Loimer Ach Cholak. It says Ach Cholak, that part of the day is, there's no Chiyav Ashbosen, part of the day is a Chiyav Ashbosen. V'Yi B'Yom Tov Atzmoy Mishori. If the Yom Arishin is speaking about the first day Yom Tov, and the Pasuk says, Ach Cholak, the Pasuk says that the mitzvah of Ashbosa starts be'emtza hayoim, Mishori yoyiskish Ashbosa soyo lachilas chometz, lachilas chometz lachilas matzim. Already there is an Isser to possess chometz, oyo lachamisha also, so how could I say, that ach b'yoyim rishon, since ach is cholak, that in the middle of yoyim rishon you should start being mashbis, if the pasuk says that from the beginning of yoyim rishon you're not allowed to possess chometz. So kochoch yoyim rishon means yoyim yudalet. Let us see Rashi. Ach cholak. Hiter lecho hakosul lishahoysoy mitzas yoyim biyure. That you're allowed to be mashe. Ach cholak. The mitzvah of ashbosa starts in the middle of the day. Bim yoyim biyurei biyontev. If the yoyim biyur is biyontev, mishori lishohu yeiklau, are you then permitted to hold chometz? Ha iskish vachilas matzah mishach sheicha. So just like there's a mitzvah vachilas matzah mishach sheicha, you're not allowed to possess chometz mishach sheicha. Al kochoch, hashbos asoir kshetechoshech, so al kochoch vashbos is to be also mishach sheicha. Im kein le mashkachas ach cholak. So he says, the pasta, the e lava ach. So Rashi asks, why do you have to ask because of the ach? And without the ach, you also have a problem. How could you say, the way Rashi had started off before in the Baladomid base, how could you say, ach b'yoyim horishin tashbisu? Means, the night of the 15th day, hareisho boisho achas. So Rashi says, "Di lav achikle meima b'yoyim arishen bein ha-shmoshes shuhu ha-scholas ayoyim." That means the iser of Bal Yemotzei is be'erev, when there's a mitzvah of achilas matzah, be'erev teichul matzah. And this man of bein ha-shmoshes, that's ach b'yoyim arishen ha-scholas ayoyim. When they start to enter, then you should be mashbis. That would be without that. Avol hashte, but now that we say ach, that we divide the yoyim arishin, al korach besoich yoyim biyuri shori lekholishu. Yeah, in the day that you are mevayah, part of the day you're permitted to have chometz. So al korach this yoyim rishin has to be yoyim yudal. These are the lemudim to prove that Yom Yudalid is the mitzvah of Hashboshu starts from Yom Yudalid. Now let us go back to the Abdalad Amid Beis to learn Taisvitz. Uchsiv ach b'yoyim arishayin tashbisa. Perish hakunteris midemachayev b'yoyim arishayin lahashbitz. Since the Torah said, let us remind us, let's also refresh our memories. What did Rashi say? Rashi said, we have a problem. It says, Shivas Yomim, Sa'ayla Yimotzi Bevatecha. You're not allowed to possess any chomet, Shivas Yomim. And it says, Ach, B'yoyim Hori, Shein Tashbisi, Sa'ayla Mibotechem. Okay, so, Ach, B'yoyim Hori, Shein Tashbisi, you should start being Mashbis, B'yoyim Hori, Shein. Osho, Boi, Shoachas. He says, how can you start being mashbis b'yom harishin? You have chometz b'yom harishin. Perish hakunteres. Mide mechayev b'yom harishin lahashbis. Mechlal de miktsosoy mutter. So you have to say that part of the day you're permitted to have chometz, because kol zman you're oisik in havoras hachometz, you still have the chometz. Ve'ein yira l'ri. So Tari does not like Rashi's pshat. Do tashbisu havori. Tashbisu is havore. V'loitziva hakosuv l'sorfoi. In the mitzvah of burning chometz is elo li'achar isuroi. The mitzvah of burning it starts when it is also. When this man, the whole mitzvah of destroying is it when it becomes also. And then it's ach b'yoyim arishin tashbisu. To understand the machlokes, the Rashi and Tosfos, there's a Tshuvas Haran that Rabbi Kaveger tzeichens to. The Tshuvas Haran is speaking about such a shaila. There was a maaseh that someone made a shvua erev Shabbos. He was very angry with his wife, so he made a shvua that Shabbos shaloi, this was the lashon of the shvua, shaloi yehei Shabbos toichehir. I will not be in this city Shabbos. Right? That was Erev Shabbos in the morning. As the Erev Shabbos progressed, he started cooling down. Became right before the shkia, so he decided to be shoyel on the neder, on the shvua. So he went to Achochem to be shoyel. Now the problem is that one can only be shoyel on a shvua when the shvua is chal. You cannot be shoyel on a neder or shvua before the shvua was chal. Now the shvua was shaloi yehei Shabbos toicheya. That Shabbos I will not be in the city. Now this was erev Shabbos, so you can't come to Achochem erev Shabbos. It's before the shvua was chal. The shvua first be chal on Shabbos. So there was a machlokes hachachomim, if he could be shoyel on the shvua. There was one man, the Yoma, that said, what is pshat in the shvua? The shvua says, I will not be in the city Shabbos. Now, so if a person swears he won't be in the city Shabbos, and let's say it takes 2 hours to walk out of the city, so the shvua is mechayif him that 2 hours before Shabbos, he has to start moving. He has to start getting out of the city. So the shvua was already chal. By saying a shvua, I will not be in the city Shabbos, so the shvua is mechayev him that 2 hours before he has to start moving. So the shvua is ready chal 2 hours before Shabbos. So therefore he could be shoyel on the shvua. That was one chacham said. Another chacham said, no, the shvua is chal in Shabbos. Shashvua chalo b'Shabbos. So the Ran said, he says, you know, this machloikis is a machloikis Rashi in text. That's what the Ran said. So the Ran said as follows. Rashi learned pshat, it says, shivas yomim soilo yimotzi bevoteichem, you're not allowed to have chometz. So if you're not allowed to have chometz 7 days, that means that you have to stop burning it before the 7 days. You can't stop burning it the 7 days. The pasuk says, shivas yomim soilo yimotzi bevoteichem. So al kolchoch, you cannot say that hashbisa was in the 7 days. So the tashbisa has to be before the 7 days. So that was Rashi's hechech. The Taisvah said, no, Taisvah says, the whole mitzvah of Ashbosa is chal b'shas isurah. If a cat calls man, you'll have to have chometz, there's no mitzvah of Ashbosa. The whole mitzvah of Ashbosa is chal b'shas isurah. If a cat, when it is osur, now you have to be mashbis. And there's no problem involved with this. If a cat, that goof is chatting the Torah. Now you have to see not to have chometz, so what do? You get rid of it. That's the Chmir de Megine. Shloime says that this kasha we can infer as follows. We have mentioned last week such a svar that Rashi only said this on if it says lo yimotze. If it says lo yimotze, so lo yimotze means that in the 7 days there shouldn't be found any chometz whatsoever. So then you can't say that ach b'yom rishon tashbisu, you should start destroying in the 7 days. If the Torah said beferish soilo yimotzi bevoteichem in the shivas yomim. So therefore the hashbosa has to be before. But without the bal yimotzi, if there's a mitzvah of tashbisu, so forget it's not muchach. Let's say the mitzvah of tashbisu starts in the morning. So let's ask a kasha. How could you be mashbis in the morning? There's a mitzvah of tashbis of akel. That sich is the mitzvah. You should start being mashbis in the morning. The mitzvah of tashbis does not shaven iser shehiye. The Torah means as soon as it becomes yom rishon, you should start destroying it. I'm in the process of destroying it. The process of destroying is not a problem. That's good for the mitzvah that the Torah had given us. Rashi only said this svara when there's a bal yimotzei. If the Torah says you're not allowed to possess any chometz, then you cannot say that you have to, you could start then being mashbis. But without the union of bal yimotzei, I would say, b'yoyim harishin tashbisi, as soon as it becomes day, you have to start destroying it. I'll take you 2 hours, but it'll take you 2 hours. There's nothing wrong with that. That's at the beginning. Shloime for emphasis. Rash. Miu. Lelishne sheni sheperish akuntres ta'ach chetz ba'achas betah otzi shapet. That means according to the second Lashon. That means according to the first Lashon. So the Taisa says from the Pasik v'yoyim harishon tashbisu, I can alone figure out that part of the day is mutter to possess chometz. So why do you need the ach? But according to the second Lashon of Rashi, that part of the day is not a limud whatsoever. The whole mekor that you split the day in half, it's because ach is oisi is chait. So according to that lotion, it's bechlal not shver. So then you need the ach to tell me you divide the day in half. The nirelari, but the ri does not like Rashi's pshat, the miyature dekro kadosh. That means the Gemara's kasha was that the posuk is repetitious. It said shiva shomim soili yimotzi bevoteichem. It says ach b'yoyim harishon tashbisu soili yimotzi. So why do you need this posik? I know already shiva shomim soili yimotzi bevoteichem. So why do you say ach b'yoyim harishon tashbisu soili yimotzi? Mi yiture nekro kadosh. Elacher, it's a bissel modne. This is coming from mitzvah sasei, and this is telling me yoyvan aloysas. I mean, what is the kasha? Es kolleg di kol midrish tarshin le mekmin lo an anese ba oy midrsiv ach de tarshin le kamon ach kholak por no the gemara's kasha is from the ach the gemara's kasha is from the ach that means it says she ves yamim sayle yamatzi bevatechem and it says ach be yoy mari shaim So it seems part of the day you're permitted to have chometz. So that's the Gemara's kashim. Amach vayisay is part of the day you can have chometz. So that's how Abaye learned pshat. So the Rishash asked, so this is L'choy Remamish, Rabbi Yossi's pshat. That was the last pshat in the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi said this pshat. So the Gemara should have said, Tanya Kavosei Dabaye, from Rabbi Yossi. The Eimo L'Rabbois Leil Chamisha Oso Lebiyo. The Gemara asks, no, maybe Shibas Yomim Soyle Yemotzi Bevateichem is coming to tell us that from the beginning, by yom, you're not allowed to possess chometz. And the pasuk ach b'yom arishin is coming to tell us that from as soon as the day enters, from the night, you have to be mashbis. Ve'im el rabbis leil chamisha osa lebiyah. Havim motri lishnuyei b'yom ksiv. At this kasha, the Gemara could have said, it says yom, kidem mishani b'somuch. I mean, so this kasha bechlal finds sich nicht on. The Chiddush Yaran says that the Gemara did not want to say yoyim ksiv. And the Chiddush Yaran explains as follows. That means we have here a problematic pasuk. If shivas yomim soyle yemotzi bevateichem, let's say the way Taisus learned shot, shivas yomim soyle yemotzi bevateichem, now that they have chom in 7 days. And so the Gemara wanted to say that 7 days means from by day, you're not allowed to have chometz. The Gemara asked, ach b'yoyim arishin tashbisu, and from the beginning of the 7th day, that means from the night already, you have to be mashbis to chometz. So even though the yoyim is a little problematic, really, it's really laila, but le'idach gise, the rishin is not problematic. Pashit rishin means the first of the 7 days. So the Gemara held it's kedai to bend backwards and say that Yom Rishon means the Rashi says as soon as the day starts, which is Laila, in order that I would say that Rishon means the first of the 7 days. That's Pashle Dikra. Masha'en came later. The Gemara wanted to say that Rishon, the Gemara assumed that Rishon means the day before. So if Rishon means the day before, so Mehechi Teisha, I should say, Yom Rishon means the night, then I'll say, Yom Pashit means from the beginning of the day, Eima Mitzavche. He says, if I'm gaining that Rishon means the 15th day, then it is Kedai to say that Yom means the Tchilas Knesset Hayom. But if I'm forced to say that Rishon means the 14th day, then Mehechi Teisha, should I say that it means from the night to the 14th day, then it's mistavel to say that it means take by day ema mitzavche. Chinami mishani. When the Gemara answers the iska shasbosha soil achilas chometz loitzorich lekra de maisi shivas yomim soil loyimotze. I don't need now this pasuk to me the iska shasbosha soil achilas chometz yochel lidre shakel kamaisha derech rab yosi lekamot. From the Hekish alone, I know it has to be Balayla. So Memele, so from the Hekish, it has to be Balayla. So Kocher, Achbi Eberishin has to be the day before. Zog Taisvist, the Iskish Ashbosa Seir Lachilas Chomet. The Peire Kol Shor, Yalef Rab Yehuda Laoichel Chomet, Mivov Shois Ulamayla, Shehu beloy sase. So machlekes tanoim, if chometz is also bachile, mivav shoyis lemaila or mibalaila. So Rabbi Yehuda says that erev Pesach kaidem zmanai chometz is also min atayre mivav shoyis lemaila. The Rabbi Shimon polikalei. Rabbi Shimon says no, min atayre nalatit chometz only at night, or the lav is only at night. Rabbi Shimon polikalei. So Taisus and Mehoche Lemotzi Lemelef Midi. So Taisus asked, L'chayre, if I have a hekish, Hashbosas Sa'ir La'achilas Chometz. And the hekish is telling me, whenever there's an Isser of Hashbosas Sa'ir, there's an Isser of Achilas Chometz. So Memele, so since there's an Isser of Hashbosas Sa'ir Mechatzoi, so there's an Isser of Achilas Chometz. So L'chayre, we have here a raya to Rabbi Yehuda. So Taisa says, no, Amahochi leimotzi lemeilef midi. Loi huksha achilas chometz lashbosa soir shemishay shoyis olamayla. The hekish is not to the ashbosa soir of shay shoyis olamayla. אלא להשבוס הסויר של שיבת יומים. והקש איז, שיבת יומים סויר להימוצא בתאים כרויך המחמצס. So the הקש איז, to the בל ירו of שיבת יומים. Not to the בל ירו of ערב פסח. I mean, it would seem from Tosfos that the בל ירו ערב פסח, also now was Tosfos קשה. But Tosfos says, but the הקש of חומץ is to the בל ירו of שיבת יומים. So memele, so I can't learn out from this hekish that is a iso to eat chametz at night. V'kasha l'rashbe. Now the Rashbe asks a new kasha. We have here a hekish of achilas chametz to ashbos ha-soyel. So meilo yalif koris l'ashbos ha-soyel mi de iskish l'achilas chametz. Since we have here a hekish, so just like by achilas chametz, if a person eats chametz, he's chayiv koris. So the Rashbe is, I'm like, I want to say, so if a person will purchase chometz, you have to do a maize. If a person will purchase chometz, you should also be chayiv koris. And hekish lemachz. That is the Rashbe's kash. Lema'utai choylai shalmoyit. So the Gemara says the Rishon and the Shmini is coming to tell us that these days are also b'melochen chalamoyit is mutter. So Taisa says, atavayu koi. It is also going and with entering the kasha by lulav also. The lulav ain't in it be medina elo li yoyim echot. Lekachtam lechem be yoyim orishayin, that in chutz from the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvahs netilas lulav was only yoyim echot. Kedetone devei Rab Yishmoel. So the Gemara said that all the time, the rishayin avach biyam orishayin means the day before. But all the time, all the Rishons, it says by Pesach, Sukkis, and Tilis Luv is coming for Drosha. Kedetone dvei Rabbi Shmuel. Afal gav, zek Tosfos tachsivi tuve bahanach gimel, the tachsivi tuve. That means if a person look in Parshas Emor, in more places it says Harishin, Harishin. So Tosfos says, bahanach gimel mitzvahs ksivi kulu. But all these Harishins are speaking about either Pesach or Sukkis. For the Tilas Luv, that means there's no other Rishon. V'chol ha-kosov b'mitzvah echad k'shivi chodes. So all the Rishons, that means all the Rishons, it says by each mitzvah, is considered like it said, this Rishon will be bring about, we should be zoyche to yana Rishon. V'ein la-hakshoyz, minol on the mahani gimel Rishon darshina. These three Rishons, the reason it's called Rishon is because in the schus of this will be zoyche to another Rishon. V'ach b'yoyim ha-rishayin, lich d'darshinin, and ach b'yoyim ha-rishayin means the day before. Dilma ahu ichtev lahach d'roshim. Maybe in the schus of hashbos ha-soyer, which is nyontav rishayin, will be zeichet to one rishayin. The mistavre, the mahani, d'chsiv, v'mikra kodesh d'arshinin, kulu lahach d'roshim. Since most of them, it says in the parsha of mikra kodesh, that means all these three, the parsha starts off with Mikroi Kodesh, and all these Rishons, we have all Rishons in this parsha, so Mestama, all the Rishons in the parsha of Mikra Kodesh are written for one purpose. Ach B'yom Rishon, which is not in Parsha's Emor, in Parsha's Boy, that is coming for Legufay to tell me the day before. Loisishchat es ha-Pesach v'adayim chometz kai. Hiksha Rashba. Heiche yalef mehoche de chometz osa mivov shoyis olamayla. The Gemara learns out from here that you're not allowed to possess chometz bizman shchite. Frektach toisvis was man shchites ha-pesach achar ha-tomit habi. Zman shchites ha-pesach is after the tomit. V'tomit sheshochte lifnei chatzois posel. The tomit, if you shech the tomit before chatzois, it's posel. So memele v'im kein zman shchita lahave miyad acha chatzoy. The Gemara says it took an hour to be makriv the tomet. So memele, so they started being makriv the korban Pesach, not chilas shoshvis, chilas shoshminis. V'im kein zman shchita lahave miyad acha chatzoy, ad kadei shehiyas ha korban tomet. So how can you learn out from this pasuk mit chilas shoshvis? You're not allowed to possess chometz. It's not true. It's the Zman Shchitas HaPesach, which is Tchilas Shoshminis. Yeshloima, even the Diyavidim Shochat HaPesach Koidim Tomid Kosher. That is true. The Tomid, you can't be Makriv before Chatzoy. And that is also true, Lechatchilo, you have to be first Makriv the Tomid, and then be Makriv the Kolben Pesach. Because by Kolben Pesach it says Bein Arbaim and Erev. And by the Tomid it says Bein Arbaim. So we learn Meucher, Mashik, Siv, Eitzel Pesach, and Eitzel Tomid. Aber given the Dievet, Im Shochat HaPesach Koidam HaTomid Kosher, Kedisnan Hosom, so with the Dievet, as soon as this man of Bein Arbaim came, you could shech the Kolben Pesach. Es choshev zman shchita mechatzoy svilach. The Yavidik is man shchita is also considered already as man shchita, which we assume that from them chometz is also to possess. Zman shchita koma rachmona. Ek tachtoy sves, af al gav de emesu, this alav of leisishchet al chometz dam zivchi, and that halacha is, when I shech my Kolben Pesach, I'm not permitted to possess chometz. And if I shech my Kolben Pesach la'achat teisha shoyis, and I had chometz by the 8th hour, but I got rid of it, so I'm not over the law. That's pashta dekho, leisishchet al chometz dam zivche, leisishchet as ha-pesach v'adayim chometz kaim etzlecho. So it's zichet toli bizman shchite shekol echot ve'echot. What did the Gemara answer? So Taisus Avogav the Emesu, the Laisishchet al Chometz Kolchad Bechad Kishochit. The law is when each person is shechting, he's not permitted to possess Chometz. The Minupek Tomid Nishchat Hashoichet Esa Pesach Ala Chometz Oiva Belav. You only Oiva Belav if Vishashchit you possess Chometz. If I got rid of my Chometz a minute before, I'm not Oiva the law. So what is Pshat Nag Gemore? Zman Shchite Koma Rachmon. Mikol Mokim Zuktaisa, but even the Ashkan, the Hizr Alash Bosa. That we have here a posik which we don't know pshat in the posik. It says, Ach b'yoyim orishin tashbisu. So you have to be mashbis yoyim rishin. When is this yoyim rishin? When in the yoyim rishin? We don't know. The Hizr shaloi lishchait pesach al chomet. And the Torah said, you're not allowed to shech the Kolben Pesach when you have chomet. So memele, since we see that it was keneged rotzen ha-toyreh to have chometz b'shas yishach, so this posik stomi, that says you have to get rid of chometz, so we're toyle mistomi, this posik is zicher as man sosum, ach b'yem erishin tashbisoy. So memele, this posik is stomi giving us as man, and this man is b'shas zman shchite. Divrei Rabbi Yishmoel, Teimo Leri, the Tonet Vare Bishol Nafkelei Mikro Achine. Eish is Tonet Vare Bishmoel, learned, Matsini Yudalit Shanikro Rishin, Shnema Barishin Babos Ayoim Lachoydish. And Divrei Bishmoel, there's a different Roshe. Bishmoel learned Tafel Leishishchat Al-Chometz. So Teimo Leri, the Tonet Vare Bishmoel, that's the Yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmoel. And after the mikrochina, become a duchnim porich me Rabbi Shmuel, atone de Rabbi Shmuel. For oma kol meloche loisas. Now, those are meir diketoises. He says, Rabbi Kivet said that you can't say that the posik ach b'yem erishin tashbisu is speaking about yontif, because you're not allowed to burn chometz in yontif because you're doing a meloche. It's not letzoyich eichol nefesh. Frektach toises, Avol gav dichshe yisorev, when the chometz will get burnt, v'yei oseg yecholim, and will become coals, hanosoy muter, you're allowed to derive benefit from the coals, k'diyomar bepeire kol sho gabi olo. The Gemara says, gabi olo, olo is also bahano. Avol piken state in the Gemara, bishlo al gabi gecholim, what if he had made coals out of the olo? And then he went and cooked a pas, or he baked a pas on these coals. Divrei hakel ha pas muter. Why is the pas muter? So it says like this: if he would take olo before it became coals, and he would cook the would bake the pas on the olo, the pas is also pahano, because the pas came into this world through isurei yano. It's called, I'm deriving hano, if I'll use this, since this pas came into the world, al yidei yisurei hano, so it's considered like gidulei yisurei hano, so this is also, but, if if he had burnt the oil and it became coals, so the halacha is kol hanisrafim afron muta. Every iser hanor that there is a mitzvah to burn it. So as soon as it was niskayim mitzvosoi, so that after becomes coal, so becomes muta bano. So it says bishla al gabi gecholim divrei hakel apas muta. Buhu adin chometz. So if a person will, chometz is also min anisrofim according to Rabbi Kiva. So if you will cook something on the coals of chometz, you'll have to derive benefit from the coals of chometz. So memele, so Tosfos says amoira dekikashe. So why can't you burn the chometz? What are you telling me? You can't burn the chametz because there's no oichel nefesh from it. You only allowed to do a melacha letzeich oichel nefesh. I have a meir that letzeich oichel nefesh. Through burning the chametz, I'm going to get coals, and with the coals, I'll be able to bake on it. I'll be able to bake my shmurah matzahs on the coals. So al kaponim, that's a tzeich oichel nefesh. So it is not a melacha in ganzen. V'hu adin chametz. So memele, so what did Rabbi Kiva say? It's a melochet. V'ho disnan v'perek kol sholo yasek boitana v'kirayim. I think Gemara says, afil according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds and be a chometz al eschefa, you're not allowed to use chometz as a fuel. That's only midah rabbanan. But min ha'tayri you're allowed to. So that is Tosfos kasher.